At the Carnegie Museum of Art, the exhibition Transforming Fashion by Dutch designer Iris van Herpen features some unconventional garments. Her work is inspired by objects like superconducting magnets and microorganisms, and concepts like the changing states of water. The collection is making its way through North America for the very first time, and as 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports, Pittsburgh is a particularly good host.
Three mannequins wearing garments of swirling metal mesh greet visitors of the Van Herpen exhibit. The translucent bunched material creates a soft, cloud-shaped shadow on the platform below. The garments are part of the 32-year-old designer's Refinery Smoke collection from 2008. While the mannequins remain still, it's easy to imagine the dress casting silhouettes on the runway.
She was really interested in conveying the kind of dual nature of industrial smoke.
That's Rachel Delfia. She's the museum curator of decorative arts and design.
So industrial smoke is beautiful and ethereal, but it's also dangerous and toxic. And I just thought that kind of complex relationship with industry is something that is such a part of Pittsburgh experience and of the artistic experience in Pittsburgh.
Delfia says capturing this duality has a long history in the city. Painters once romanticized the mills of Pittsburgh, and photographers captured life as a steelworker in the early 20th century. Van Herpen is not from Pittsburgh, but she shares our city's love of collaboration. She began her career with the famed British designer Alexander McQueen and started her own line in 2007, when she was only 23. She's since collaborated with musicians Lady Gaga and Beyoncé, architect Philip Beasley, and even worked with physicists from the European Council for Nuclear Research. Delfia says Van Herpen loves to pull the sciences into her work.
Things like the photographs of microorganisms that live on our bodies, the scanning electron microscope photographs of these microorganisms, or by physical forces like radiation or magnetism.
One of her garments is called magnetic motion, which Delfia says represents a system of chemical attraction, repulsion, and expansion. The base of the outfit is a simple black coat that zips up the front. But Delfia says it's the intricate covering of hundreds of 3D printed plastic cones that's so compelling.
I love the complexity that comes out of a simple module just repeated over and over again with these really incredible geometries.
Another one of Van Herpen's outfits focuses on states of water. Delfia points to a garment that looks like something out of a superhero movie. The mannequin modeling the piece is wearing a tan dress adorned with fabric that looks almost like ribbon candy. Surrounding the dress is what looks like a frozen splash of water. Delfia says it's made from the same material as an Aquafina water bottle. Van Herpen originally thought she could 3D print the splash, but when it wasn't up to her liking, she constructed it herself with pliers and a hot air gun.
One of the things that I really love about her work, she's not using technology purely for technology's sake. If it makes sense to use handwork, she does. If it makes sense to use technology, she does.
Delfia says Van Herpen's use of old, traditional designing techniques melded with her willingness to utilize robotics and strange materials has attracted engineers and biologists, not the crowd you'd expect to see at a fashion exhibit. The show runs through May 1st. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.